Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
And good afternoon, intelligentsia. I'm John Jeffers here on the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. I'm here today, my guest. You get to listen to a tech mogul. Well, he's getting there. Actually, I'm going to talk with Nick Sankovics, the founder and creator of the Mumblet social network. And guess what? I got him on the line, and we're going to do a little talking about why Mumblet is so much better than Facebook. And I got to tell you guys, as a personal user of Mumblet, I find it superior to Facebook for a number of reasons, and we'll get to it during the episode. Nick, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Hey, Nick, why did you create Mumblet?
Well, the story behind this is I originally created Mumblet because my uncle was complaining about getting banned on Facebook all the time. Yeah. Very outspoken. All he had to do was type the letter A and they would ban him on the spot. So originally I did it for him because he kept complaining that they were banning him and he needed a platform to really vent and get the stuff out off his chest. Unfortunately, a couple months prior to the release of Mumblet, he committed suicide. So, deeply saddened by that, I was originally going to dismantle Mumblet and not release it, but I ended up releasing it in his memory to give everybody a chance to really let their words out, because that may have led up to the situation that I was in, and I didn't want anybody else to go through that.
I did not know. You know, I was with Mumblet when it was called a Trump Town. And it's like, okay, what happened? Then went to Mumblet. And then I know you had some issues with the servers and whatnot. But now we're on the Mumblet. And I got to tell you something, guys. If you are tired of the Facebook gulag, of having, you know, the fact checkers who are anything but, you got to come to Mumblet. I'm going to tell you right now. There are so many more options to use Mumblet with. Am I right, Nick? I mean, you've created it.
Well, there is. I mean, we're talking about a Facebook without the barriers. And I believe that's something that people have been, even for the past 8 years, if you really think about it, people have really thought to push the issue of removing the barriers from Facebook. But we both know, and possibly your audience as well, know that the barriers have just gotten taller, larger, and more invasive.
You know, and I want you all to know something. Mumblet doesn't track you. They're not going to sell your data. All right? So
That is correct.
I mean, if you are tired of being censored, you come to Mumblet. There are no gulags in Mumblet. Now, there are some other social networks out there, and I've tried them. And like I said, I think Mumblet is far superior. For example, you can do a live stream on Mumblet. You can now add your music to Mumblet. It seems like every 2 or 3 months you're adding something new and different to it.
Well, I am. And the reason being is because I've always found that alternative social media sites tend to get stagnant with the content and the ability to do things. And that literally drives people away, because not having the same familiarity of the social networks that are giants like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, things like that, not having the ability to feel like you're doing that makes a social platform difficult to learn. And I've always learned that the learning curve is what drives people away. However, being able to integrate everything into single packages, like you mentioned the music. Now, this is a recent addition, probably within the past 3 weeks, that it's only getting better right now because I went ahead and allowed the upload. I've gone friends tracking, which basically means anybody who you follow on Mumblet or follow, basically who you follow. You can see the music that they're adding. You can create playlists based on that. And the new features that are coming out with this is to ensure people like you, podcasters, can push this type of stuff on a platform and not worry about it getting deleted off of the other social media giants.
There you go. Again, superior to Facebook. You know, a lot of the people that are hesitant to leave Facebook because of their family or friends on there. Well, I got to tell you, if they're really your family and friends, they'll get a hold of you, whether you're on Mumblet. It's okay to make that move to Mumblet. We're talking, you can post the most offensive thing on the planet on Mumblet, and you're not going to get thrown in the gulag.
Actually, you may get laughed at by me. I mean, that's...
You will be laughed at and probably ostracized, no argument. But the fact is, you don't have the censors that are just overlooking stuff and just, like you said with your uncle, he posted, the letter A. Oh, guess what? You're now in, you're in lockdown. Enough of that. You know what? If you're a conservative, you should be on Mumblet. Now, that's not to say liberals don't come on Mumblet, but they're like the locust plague that they are on Facebook. I mean, I know we had a couple of libs try to follow me. I just like, no, unfollow, get away from me. I block them. And that is your only recourse in Mumblet. If you got somebody who's following you or you don't like them or whatever the case is, just block them. They're done. Goodbye. Done. Never to be heard from again. Am I right there, Nick?
That is correct. Not to mention you have privacy controls. You have the ability to create your own private networks via the groups. I mean, we've literally created it to the level of where Facebook is, except instead of having people be invasive. For example, let's go ahead and take a look at this. I'm the administrator. I'm the person that owns the site, runs it, owns the database. I don't even see the messages in the database. They're completely encrypted, which means I can't go to anybody's actual conversation and figure out what was said.
I did not know that.
Yes. I did it that way because it's none of my business.
Oh.
Okay. So you could have full-length conversations in your little message areas, your feeds and stuff like that. I'm not going to see what that content actually looks like in a database because it's all MD5 hash encrypted, which basically means I need to sit there for years just to decode one line.
Oh, jeez. You're not going to do that.
No. So whenever there's an issue on Mumblet where it concerns somebody harassing you or something like that, I always ask for screenshots because I can't go into the database and see what you just said. And I did it that way because why should I have access to the personal conversations of anybody?
You know, that sounds like a lesson that Zuckerberg might learn. But no, he's busy selling your data and following you around and everything else. Oh, hey, Nick, before I forget, how much does it cost to join Mumblet?
It is absolutely free.
Free. I'm sure you listeners out there can afford free. Absolutely. Now, some of the other things you can share your pictures, everything. Look at it this way. Think of everything you could do on Facebook, you can do on Mumblet, and then some. I think Mumblet has actually passed Facebook in the ability to do different things. You want to post videos? You can post videos. You want to post audio? You could post audio. You want to post whatever. Like I said, anything that you can do on Facebook, Mumblet can do it and then do it better.
Right. So let me go ahead and kind of touch on that little piece there, because a recent implementation that people are really buzzing about on Mumblet right now is the ability to embed your BitChute videos.
What? Really?
Really. So if you take a link from BitChute and you put it into your feed now, it embeds that video into your feed.
Try that one on Facebook. You can't.
And we did that so that we didn't have to completely rely on YouTube, who is now censoring everything.
Yes, they are.
Now you can upload your videos to BitChute and have the same effect without the censorship.
I did not know that. There you go, listeners. We've all learned something together at the same time. Hey, Nick, hold on. We're going to take a quick break here. Got to do some business, and we'll be right back. Everybody, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We're not done with Mumblet yet. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
All right, welcome back to segment two. I'm John Jeffers. I'm here with Nick Sankovics, the creator and founder of Mumblet.com, the most advanced social network that is so easy to use, and it puts Facebook to shame. You know, during the break, Nick was telling me, and this is true, people, you don't need the platform to be your censor. You can be your own censor. So, for example, say you run across one of the most racist maniacs you've ever heard, decides to follow you. And then you decide, you know what? No, not for me. You can block him. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because Nick was telling me he had one of the most awkward interviews on the planet with one of the, as he would call it, one of the most racist people he's ever met. So, Nick, you want to follow up with that for a little bit?
Well, we're not going to name names. But yes, for lack of a better word, one of the most racist people I've ever talked to in my life. And the thing is, you got to understand that the communities that we kind of delve ourselves into, whether it be the conservative community, militias, things like that, that have more relevance in terms of, you know, freedom, you're always going to run into those few that take freedom to a different level.
And they're allowed to. On Mumblet, you're exactly. allowed to.
And what's hilarious about this is it, you have the choice of whether to listen to what they say or to not listen to what they say. You, however, do not have the ability to insert your own opinion and assume it is the correct thing.
You know what? That's called being an adult. You, exactly. You can choose what you choose to listen to. If you are into that kind of thing, God love you, have at it. That doesn't mean that Nick or I are going to listen to you. We probably would block you anyways. But, you know, well, the good thing is this. With Mumblet, it's free. I say it again. It's free, in case you didn't get it. You need to go to Mumblet.com and create an easy account.
What's funny about it is, it's kind of like a double entendre, okay? The word free when it comes to Mumblet. Because it's free to use, but you're also 100% free when you're on it.
That's true. That is okay. true.
So it's what it's doing is it's promoting your ability to let things out. Because let's be completely honest here. How many times have you been somewhere and you felt the need to censor yourself? And because you've censored yourself, later on that is built up to the point where it suddenly comes out, but it comes out at the wrong moment.
And sometimes it's not the right words either.
Correct.
You
so,
know, yeah.
You affect more when you're unable to voice your opinion in a way that you're meant to. And I believe that the freedom of the internet, which has been, you know, leaps and bounds, the technology that has come around, and the ability to sit there and say, I can do something better, but why would I do it?
Right.
Okay. So I didn't just create Mumblet to sit there and go, well, you know, I built a platform and it's better than Facebook and people can use it. I did it because people had a need for it.
You can't. Yes, that's true. You know something else? Hey, listeners, listen to me carefully. You can get trending news on Mumblet. You can start a live stream video on Mumblet. You can view all the streams on Mumblet if you want. You've got a message center. You've got a notification center. You've got albums. You've got music. You've got, I mean, you can start your own group, your own page. You can, listen, anything that you need, you can do on Mumblet. You can, okay. I mean, I can't really.
Yeah, you're just scratching the surface there, my friend.
Well, if that's the case, then by all means, educate myself and the rest. What else can we do on Mumblet?
Well, obviously you touched on the trending news, but did you know you could also share that trending news to all your different social platforms? Did you also know you could share it to your feed? Did you know that it has a high-level analytics system that helps you track how well your things are doing, including plays, listens, how many people are viewing your live streams? It also has the ability to embed the live streams into whatever it is you want to on whatever platform you want to do it on. It also has the ability in your groups not only to create products and sell products All right. within your group and do yard sales, which is what's well-known on Facebook, all right, to create those communities. Not only that, but we're also talking about posts. And what we're doing right now is a huge deal. We're putting these buttons on the posts. In fact, I've been programming it all afternoon. We're putting these buttons on the posts where there's a balance on the website on Mumblet. You can earn points for posting, you can earn points for commenting, you can earn points for viewing content, things like that. It all translates into dollars and cents. And this currency can be donated to causes, people, different things that are on the site so that you can monetize your posts.
Do you hear that, people? Monetize your posts. Get Zuckerberg to share his money with you for all the amount of posting and time well wasted on Facebook. You won't, and you can't, and he won't either. With Mumblet, you can. You can.
Yep. Not only that, you also have the ability to create jobs on pages, the ability to employ people, the ability to fundraise, the ability to find everybody that has similar interests to you. We also have RSS feed, which means that you can take any content that you have on Mumblit and post it on a WordPress site. Not only that, but we have a WordPress plugin that does auto share of your posts from your WordPress site onto your feed on Mumblit, whether it be your page or your personal timeline, and it connects comments from Mumblit to your WordPress site.
Oh, that is excellent.
And that is currently available. That's in our developers area.
Guess what, guys? It's free. Free. Say it together with me. Free. We can afford free. And you can be free on Mumblet. Oh, I had no idea you could do all that. And I've been on Mumblet, I think, 2 years. I think. Maybe two and a
And
half.
I've only basically covered 10% of what you can do.
10% of what you could do on Mumblet. Now, you're saying, but my friends and family won't go to Mumblet. All they do is Facebook. That's because they're the slaves of Zuckerberg. Start telling them that. Tell them it's time to leave and go to a much more advanced, much more enlightened platform, Mumblet.com. Go there and get an account. Participate. Just like you went on Facebook, only better. And you can share all your stuff. Oh my God, I couldn't believe some of the sharing options you have available. Stuff you cannot get. See, when you share on Facebook, you can only share it to groups or your friends. That's about it. On Mumblet, you can share it to different platforms, including your friends. But you gotta get on Mumblet.com, and it's free. What else am I missing, Nick?
Well, let's see.
Let's see.
You got to remember, we're talking about, the ability to create content, and
Right.
content is king, they say.
No, it
Anytime
is.
you're on a platform, you're always looking for that kind of content. So we have a high-level hashtagging system that allows you to find that content you're looking for.
You know what? I noticed that. I saw that. The hashtag current trends. I love it.
And believe it or not, that's just within the past month that I finished that up.
You hear that? Fat the
The
past month. Rocking and rolling, baby. What else we got?
we also got Vericons, and I know it's kind of a new term to you, but a Vericon is basically a secondary way of verifying somebody. I mean, on Twitter, on Facebook, you can get the little blue check mark, and people think they're, all God mode when you really think about it, but when they get a blue check mark. But what we've done is we've taken it to the next level. We've given Vericons that you probably noticed on your own profile, Jeff. You have a nice little verified podcaster symbol.
I do.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you understand what that does.
I don't know, but I know
Okay.
I've got it.
Correct. So those specific things have values attached to them. And when you create pages, those values translate to your pages as the page owner. So it will allow embeds of your own streams. It'll allow embeds of your own content in addition to what a normal user will get.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Okay. And we wanted to do that so that businesses and organizations are understood and have access to those things that they actually need to get their name out there. All right. We also have, the ability to modify your profile however you like. You can add backgrounds, you can add your
Right.
avatars, different information so that, it makes it better as much and as little as you want. You also have the ability to hide that stuff. You have the ability to translate your entire timeline into just things that you want to see.
There you go. It's so much available. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, listeners. I got it. I got to take a break again. I know. You know what? I don't get this kind of an interview too often, so I'm really kind of interested in it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after I get done taking care of all the business that Don Lowry wants me to take care of. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Proper has made tactical gear with a purpose for over 50 years, since their first U.S. Navy contract in 1967. Today, Proper designs and manufactures professional-level tactical apparel and gear for military, law enforcement, and public safety professionals and civilians, whether in the service, on the job, or off for the weekend. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Proper banner now.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. They got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN, for all the right reasons.
At Stag Arms, there is no weak side. Our rifles are 100% American-made, including each and every part assembled. We aim to provide recreational shooters, law enforcement officers, hunters, and professional shooters with super quality and competitively priced rifles. Every rifle shipped is built to order. Check out Stag Arms now. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Stag Arms banner.
Welcome back, Intelligentsia. My guest is Nick Sankovics from Mumblet.com. You know, some of you say, well, gee, why don't I just create my own social network? Well, learn from Nick. Nick, what are some of the pitfalls you've run across while developing this platform?
Well, let's start with the most obvious, the bad coding. Okay, it's... As a programmer, you run into these situations where you're right there at the tip of a revelation, and then you're just too close to it, and you destroy what it is you're trying to create.
How many times
and
have you lost your
code? That's going to be a lot.
How many times have you lost your code?
8 times.
And you've had to start from the very beginning, right?
From scratch. Like, from... All of the code that I've written for Mumblet,
yeah,
has been using Notepad.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I wrote it all in Notepad. All the JavaScript, all the PHP programming, the backend, you know, the backend API calls, the HTML. I produced all the graphics using Photoshop, and then finding a way to piece it together and make it small enough so it's quick.
Let me ask you this, Nick. The amount of time, from the time you started writing code to the time you went live, how much time passed?
Well, let's see. Originally, 2 years.
2 years. 2 years.
Kind of give a month or two's leeway on that, but 2 years was writing the code, sitting there, watching it try to come to life, failing a few times, and then saying, you know what? I don't care that I failed. I'm just going to try to make it work.
How many accounts or people do we have on Mumblet right now, as of
currently
today?
Currently right now we have 82,000.
That's it. 82,000. How many people join every day?
We have roughly 2,000 to 3,000 per day.
Mm-hmm.
Been pretty steady as of late. However, we could be doing so much better.
How can I help you get more people?
Well, honesty. See, here's the biggest thing when it comes to me. I'm not a marketer or advertiser. I'm just the guy that gives the place for people to do this. All right? So what I believe is the best advertising that could ever happen is word of mouth by people who are happy with the platform.
I agree.
Because, you know, when you do these startups like this, you got to remember 100% of the funding that goes into this platform is from me. I don't have sponsors. I don't have somebody who's bought me out. I didn't do what Parler did and just trade away half of my entire platform just so I could get a word out.
Oh, my.
Okay. It's about integrity. And if people think that I'm being bought off by somebody else, how likely do you think they're going to put their name somewhere on a platform where I'm being bought out? Therefore, they're now just a number. Now they're just a sale or a lead. And that's why Facebook and Twitter are getting so destroyed right now by all these alt media platforms, is because Facebook and Twitter have made people numbers, customers, leads. It's not about what somebody has to say anymore. It's about, can they say it in a way that sells a product?
There you go. Let me ask you something, people. Are you tired of being just a product of Facebook, of Twitter? I refuse to call it Twitter. It's Twitter. How many times are you going to keep doing it? How many times do you have to put up with being thrown in the gulag, putting in jail, being censored, being shadow banned? How many times does it have to happen before you say enough is enough? Look, if you're a patriot, you should be on Mumblet, period. Period. Because I'll tell you right now, you beat a conservative or a patriot or even a prepper on Facebook, you're running the gamut. And that gamut says you get shut down, you get shadow banned, and it's happened to me. So you gotta go to Mumblet, mumblet.com. Create an account. It's not gonna cost you anything.
Look, well, I've found that the best way to kind of portray what the value of Mumblet really is think of it as your backup drive. Okay? When you're getting stuff deleted, censored, removed, where are you keeping this stuff? How often do you want to repost it? Why not have a location that gives you access to all those other platforms but retains your content?
I like that. And I, for one, am always getting stuff taken off. It's just the way it is. But it doesn't have to be that way. Go to Mumblet. And then you can share it to Facebook if you want to. Use Mumblet as your primary, as your springboard to post it elsewhere. That way, if you get thrown in jail, if they take it off, you still have it on your Mumblet. And when you get out of the gulag, you can repost it again and keep driving them nuts.
And I think that's why I want to kind of touch on where the niches are in this entire social media frenzy. I'm going to call it a social media frenzy because you have these new platforms coming up every day. Mm-hmm. You know, pre-made scripts, things like that. And they're all horrible because they're just somebody putting something there and then saying, check it out. No value to it whatsoever. Just check it out.
Right.
All right. And they don't understand. And I kind of have to go with the whole headache thing here that I was discussing with you while you were in a commercial break. The headaches it takes and the resources that it takes to run these things effectively. All right. When you're uploading a video, when you're uploading an image, that's got to go somewhere. And that goes to storage. It goes to different hard drives, different storage areas, or different cloud servers. Now, Mumblet does not use cloud servers for obvious reasons. I do it for privacy purposes because who wants their content going on other people's computers?
Right.
All right. So we built this platform, like right now, we're running, you know, over 260 terabytes of space for people to upload things right now. And that's just the start. Like, that's just the server that we're on. We're also running over 260 gigabytes of RAM, which means that the front end can support roughly 10 to 25 million users at the same time.
I think we need to get as many people as possible to test that theory.
I agree. And because of the way the entire resource network works is we can support the rush that brought down a lot of these other fads that were, you know, let's get into that whole thing that you said earlier about Trump Town.
Yeah.
Do you really know what happened?
No. I never found out. I just heard there was a problem and that it had to be restarted as Mumblet.
No, that is not the story. And trust me on this because I'm the guy who did this.
I'm listening.
Addison Riddleberger, he was the original owner of Trump Town. He was all over, you know, the little Fox News and stuff like that for starting that up. He did that, collected whatever he could from pro users, and then somehow I came along in the conversation because he wanted to get rid of it because he couldn't support the users anymore. He couldn't keep it going the way he wanted to keep it going. He couldn't do improvements. He couldn't get any programmers in that would help him with it. It was just basically falling apart.
All right.
All right. It was kind of like that mass exodus from the Titanic. That's pretty much what it was. And here I came along and I offered him my services. I said, you know what? I'll transform your site and I'll update it. And all you have to do is acknowledge that I helped you. Well, he wasn't having that. He basically, I ended up getting into code that he had. It was horrible code. And I'm like, okay, I could do better than this. And when I started saying that, I guess he kind of got really upset that I insulted his platform. But at the same time, he understood where I was coming from, that things had to change.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of kind of putting me on to navigate and make it a better platform, he threw it in my lap and disappeared just completely. He said, here's the code, here's the users, do what you want, I'm out of here.
Huh.
So I was thrown the entire Trump Town platform, and I sat there and looked at it and said, what really is making people come here except for the word Trump?
Right.
All right. It was just a gigantic echo chamber with nothing to do.
I remember that.
So I said, well, here I am. I'm throwing all these users. They got to have something to do because the only reason for somebody to stay somewhere is for them to have more to do than just talk about what it is they want to talk about.
No, I agree. That's true.
Right. So that's where I was coming from. I said, it's got to be better. It's got to work better. But I have to integrate everything now because I've basically been thrown all these people, not even at my own choice. It was like literally, here you go. Goodbye. You know, and you have content, the feelings, the opinions of everybody that was on that platform at that time that I had to say, you know what, I got to step in and comfort that and transition that to the point where they don't feel excluded.
Very good. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Right. So that's why when Mumblet started back up and they said, okay, well, Trump Town became Mumblet, it was literally not like that. It was Trump Town killed itself. And whatever users popped out of the top of the can ended up on Mumblet.
Right. That is true. That is true. All right, guys. Hey, Lewis, we'll be right back with our final segment here with Nick Senkovics of Mumblet.com. Stand by. You won't want to miss it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Jeffers Brief. My guest is Nick Senkovics of Mumblet.com. It is a far superior social media platform than Facebook ever thought about being. And guess what? Facebook and Twitter cannot compete with Mumblet. Because if they did, they'd be doing the things that Nick has been doing with Mumblet. And they can't and they don't. Mainly because you're just a product. You're a slave of those two platforms. That's where they get their money from. Nick is living in a cardboard box in a van down by the river.
Okay. you just gotta go there.
Like, hey, welcome to the club, man.
And I'm living in a van down by the river.
Welcome to the club, man. Your van's parked next to mine.
No, mine's a Mercury Tracer, you know.
Mercury Tracer. Hey, let me tell you, folks. Listeners, you owe it to yourself to go and check out Mumblet. Now, look, everybody goes, they create accounts on these platforms. Do more than that. Interact with the platform. See what you can do with it. When you start to see the things that you can do with Mumblet that you cannot do with Facebook or Twitter, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be glad that Nick and I are talking and have talked you into trying. Just try it. It doesn't cost you anything because it's free. You could be free and not worry about what somebody may or may not or will not report you for, or God knows what else they do over there on Facebook. Who knows? But you won't be censored. You won't.
Will
be.
Not. But here's also good news. We put together a Android and Apple apps that give you the feeling of using Twitter, but run with Mumblet.
Really?
Really. And the reason we did that is because if you take a look at what the most user-friendly apps that are out there, they're minimalist apps that don't overload you with anything in terms of interface. And we produced that, and we have a really great set of apps right now that run about 90% of the features that are on the main site. And we're about to add the rest of those to it. Obviously, budget constraints in terms of API development, technologies, things like that, kind of keep us having to move a little slower with these updates. But they are there. And the thing is my whole family right now uses the Mumblet apps.
Let me ask you something, Nick. What is it you're looking to get out of Mumblet? What's in it for Nick?
Well, what's in it for me is the satisfaction of knowing that people don't have to get enslaved into using the same old crap technology, and that their voices and their opinions are not censored. It makes me go to sleep better at night. Because then I know real America is waking up, and that there is something out there for people to go to, and they don't have to take matters in a different direction and do exactly what these other bad groups are doing to get noticed.
There it is, folks. I mean, it's not like he's getting rich off of this. And believe me, if he was, I would have never been able to get through to him to ask him to do this.
No, you still would have.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I listen to your stuff. So, you know, I am highly engaged with the people. You see, this is another thing, is I'm highly engaged with the people because I accept the fact that I'm lucky to have them. Not that they're lucky to have me.
Mike, listen up, people. When you join Mumblet.com, Nick is going to be your first follower. I remember when I joined, he was my first follower. And I noticed that when we get new people that follow me, Nick's already on there. He's already on there as your follower. When he says he's engaged, he really is. He's following you, what you got to say. He may not always comment on it, but he's following it. How many of you could say that Zuckerberg or Jack over at Twitter, Jack Dempsey, can even, that they follow you? Do they even care about you, what you have to say? No, of course not. That's not what you're there for.
Well, think about this as well, Jack. I stopped using Facebook. I stopped using Twitter. I started using my own platform. I liked it so much that I started using my own platform to do this. It's not kind of like a poke at me saying, hey, you know, you're great. I actually enjoy using it.
I use it. I think you've seen it. I do post. Now, on occasion, I won't go on social media at all, sometimes for days on end. But I am active on Mumblet. As a matter of fact, whenever I post, whenever we have a new podcast to put out, to publish, It goes one, two. Mumble is like it's on the automatic top three list to make sure it gets published there. Now, does that mean that people are listening? No, but it's being published there. And it's that way for a reason. It's a backup. It's a ghost. Anything that I lose, I know I'll be there on the Mumblet. I won't lose all of it. And I'm here to tell you, people, you got to go to Mumblet.com and get on this. This is a... You know, too many of you bitch and complain on Facebook. I got censored. They banned me. They did, yada, yada, yada. You know what? I'm tired of hearing about it. Go to Mumblet.com and don't ever worry about it ever again. I feel better. Continue, Nick. Okay.
You really do? Is that what it took?
Yes. Yes, it did. It drives me nuts. And it's like, how many times are we going to keep going over this crap? I mean, how many times?
I'm seeing it too. I'm seeing friends that are getting banned go into Facebook jail. I'm seeing people on Twitter losing thousands of followers. And the thing is we've been so ingrained in this entire social media type format that more means better. And that's only true when you have the ability to create the content and not have to rely on other people to spread it for you.
Right.
Okay. So it's very similar to what you're doing with, you know, podcasts and things like that. You can talk all day long, but if nobody's listening, what's the point?
And you know what? You bring up an absolute great point. If you're on Facebook, very few people actually react to anything you post or whatnot, because everybody wants to be heard and no one wants to listen. They don't. What are you going to do? You go to Mumblet. That's where you go.
The last thing I really want to bring up concerning this entire conversation that we've been having is the ability for people to kind of come together under the same guise and under the same, you know, interest group. There are tons of conservative alt media that are out there, and let's be honest, they're called alt media for a reason. They're alternatives to the social media giant, but they're so segmented and fragmented because oftentimes the people that are running the platform don't want to engage with other platforms to help them out.
No, they don't.
And I've actually done quite a few things outreaching to these different platforms to help them get better, because I realize my platform, I want people there and I want it popular. Obviously, it's something I want to see being used because I put a lot of work into it, and I think something you put a lot of work into should be enjoyed. All right? But at the same time, I see everybody else that's out there trying to do the same thing, and I like to see that kind of thing become the norm, where people, you know, we're helping each other out because we're for a common cause. We're not fighting each other, because that's exactly what these other social media giants want us to do, bicker back and forth and drive people back to them.
So this is the Nick Sankovic's vision for the future of Mumble It.
Correct. The vision for the future of Mumble It is convergence, connection, and the ability to organize, to be that full-on. It doesn't have to be directly on Mumble It. It can be shared between other platforms. It can be, you know, people coming together under these common interests to be happy, finally. Because I know for a fact that when somebody gets on a platform like Facebook and they create a gigantic group of people, and those people start getting either taken away or their group get banned out, they lose the entire interest in that actual niche.
That's true. That is true.
So, in essence, the giant social media platforms, yeah, they're acquiring huge followings and people in huge groups of people, but in the end, when you lose that interest, and they have won.
All right, my listeners, we're going to leave it here with Nick Sankovic. Do me a favor, go to mumble.com, try it out. It's not going to cost you a thing. And you're going to find, as I did, that it's far superior to Facebook or Twitter. That much I can promise you. Nick, I usually give the last word to my guests. So the last word goes to you, my friend.
All right. The last word is inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, it's just, I firmly believe that we do have a great platform. I'm willing to welcome everybody that comes over, whether the opinion is independent, liberal, democratic, republican. I'm not looking to segregate you from the population of my platform. I'm looking for you to become an integral part and actually have a view instead of yelling at people.
There you go. There it is. Nick, thank you for coming on my show. I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule. I know it was kind of weird today because of the Mother Nature's fury this afternoon. I appreciate you taking the time this evening, though. I do. Thank you.
And I appreciate you for giving me the time to have a discussion with you. Thank you very much.
I want to do this again in the future. And we can compare to what we have now to what we will have then. And I think it's going to be somewhat very interesting.
It may be. I may build a robot of myself that looks like Zuckerberg.
No, don't do that. Will it be taller?
It has to be taller because, you know, it's still gonna need a seat cushion though, because that's just the way Zuckerberg works.
Yes, it does. Don't get angry with His Majesty.
Well, I'm just not looking forward to testifying before Congress just because of him.
Oh, you will.
I will. I know.
I know you will, and you'll do a fine job. All right, my friends. Thank you again, Nick, for listening. And this is John Jeffers for the Jeffers Brief saying thanks for listening. And you know what? We may do another episode later on this week. I'm going to get this one in the can and over to Don Lowry right away so he can produce the hell out of it and make me sound really good. You too, Nick. He'll make you sound good too. All right. All right, then. Thank you all for listening. I'm John Jeffers. Have a good one. Thank you.